Well, today we are talking with Stanton Essex head football coach Jeff Greben as his team got their first win and broke a losing streak last week. Coach, how are we doing today?
Doing great. Feeling much better than last week.
Kind of talk a little bit about that win for your guys. What did you really see from them that was really working?
Well, just their energy and building off each other's good plays, just being excited and that enthusiasm and overcoming adversity together. They just did a nice job of pulling everything together.
I'm sure you know better than anybody that it's been rough, in a losing streak like that. But what does it mean for you to be able to break that and get through and get that win?
Yeah, that's it's kind of wearing on, I've just never been in that position before where we've had that kind of a streak, and really I didn't even think of it as a streak until, about midway through the season. We were starting to head into some pretty tough teams, and it just wears on you. You start thinking about that kind of stuff, and but the kids, even this summer we knew, the kids are doing all the things they need to do to get themselves prepared and working their tail ends off, and they're doing all the right things, and the winds will catch up with us at some point. So that part, you feel confident and the kids are doing all those things. And so it's just a matter of time. And that time just happened to be last Friday night. It'd been fun if it'd been earlier in the year, but that's just the way it goes. And so we just grow each time we get on the field together and practice and all those things. And it was really exciting. There was a pretty good crowd. They had some youth kids there. Just the whole program, top to bottom, had some pretty good Saturday morning afternoons here the last 2 weeks. And then the junior high finished their season last Monday on a positive note. And so it was a fun week for everybody.
How can you guys build off of this win? Giving some momentum. What can you kind of do to build off of this?
Well, we're hoping that, most of our guys are pretty young, and it's just something that we've got. Fortunately, we were able to line up a week 9 game. And so we'll get a chance to maybe put a new win streak together. Getting back-to-back wins would be huge. We go to Twin Cedars, Bussey, Iowa. They've got a great throwing game, and we really were struggling with that last Friday night. So we've definitely got some things to shore up, and they're going to be a real test for our kids. And it's just that would be, it's another opportunity to put things together and see what we can do. I just know that the kids want it pretty bad, and they're in the weight room this morning, and so they're excited. They're gonna challenge Twin Cedars, and we'll see what they can bring.
Talk a little bit more about that game versus Melcher Dallas. 61-58 win for you guys, a wild game. Kind of walk me through it a little bit and what was really going on.
Oh my gosh. Well, they've got some pretty good athletes, and they like us, they've got a pretty good district and opponents that are pretty challenging. And so both of us, it was, a team that's similar in size and numbers and those kind of things, and it was just kind of refreshing to be up against someone that's got the same number of kids going both ways and playing offense, defense, special teams, and not getting much of a break. So they elected to receive the football to start the game, and they took it the length of the field and scored and got their 2 points, and they were up 88-0. And after that, our guys kind of got things going, and I don't remember the score. I think it was 33-16. We were ahead at the half, and from there, I think we scored on our opening. I think we did to start the second half, and then they had a streak where they put some things together and got the close the gap in the score, and then it was just kind of back and forth at the end. And I mean, for the people that stayed, it didn't end until after 10 o'clock. And I know the band kids were around, the junior high kids were around, the youth kids were around, and they were, from what I understand, they were getting pretty wound up. And I didn't really hear them until the game was over. And man, there was a lot of cheering, and made a tunnel for the kids to go up the hill, and they were excited. And yeah, it was just a good win for everybody, just for the. Not only just the team, but I mean just the community, the school, and it just felt really good.
As the season starts to wrap up, you guys got one more game there in week 9. But tell me a little bit about this season for you guys and who have been some of the playmakers and what have been some of the keys you guys have been working with.
Well, it kind of starts with our senior and Brody Sowers. He's been the one that's kind of stepped into that leadership role. We graduated quite a few seniors and some other kids that didn't come out this year, and so he's kind of grabbed the reins there, and he's done a really nice job. He's really grown, and I think we'll continue to see that even into the basketball season. But it kind of starts with him, really, in the weight room and in, on the football field. He's a pretty good sized kid. He's 6'5" plus and runs really well. He catches the ball, and he's a great offensive lineman, but he's just been a kid that we've been able to use in multiple positions just to do what's best for the team. And he's very unselfish in that, and he takes pride in working with the younger kids, and he's just really taken them under his wing, and they've appreciated, having him as their leader. And we're developing some other young leaders in that sophomore group too, but it really starts with Brody. And so I guess if you're looking for other key people, you'd have to go with Nolan Case. He's done a fantastic job at quarterback all season, and we face, the Woodbine, the Boyer Valleys, the Fremont Mills, and you just go to run the gamut, and everybody's sending their best kids, to chase the quarterback, and it makes it tough. A district like we had, and you get your first and second team all district kids coming at you all night long, and it's just wearing on a kid. But he's kept his poise, and he's been very, he just sits in that pocket, and he's very confident, makes good throws. And obviously, when you got pressure, things happen that you don't want to have happen, unfortunate interceptions and things like that. But he's taken some shots, and he's, oh my goodness, I don't know if we've had a personal foul on him about every game. It seems like someone's got an extra hit, stuff that happens, it's just in the aggression of the game, sometimes that stuff happens. And boy, he's taking his licks, and sometimes he gets, running downhill, and he's able to punish a few of those guys too once in a while. But he's really been a key to kind of hold things together. If either Brody or, Nolan were to been succumbed to some kind of an injury, we'd have really, really had a rough go of it. But we've got other kids that are really developing, and even a freshman. We got two freshmen this year, and both of them have seen the field. And Tristan Elwood's done a great job for us with his skills, and you can just see a future building. And Owen Marsh has done really coming along as a linebacker, and Brett Hart in the running back, and playing a little bit of linebacker as well. We've got two juniors and Dominic Kirk out of Essex, and then our second junior would be Nick Herrick in Stanton here. And Nick has really come on again, another kid in the weight room, just really giving it everything he's got, setting some school records. And he's finding how to learn how to play the game of football. He hasn't had a whole lot of experience, but he's getting a lot of it this year on both sides of the ball, and we're really excited to watch him grow. And so that's, we've had our share of injuries, and so we've got a few kids that have been banged up, and we started the season with 14 kids, and at times we're down to 10, and I think we finished Friday night with about 13 that were able to play. And so I think we're getting healthy again. Hopefully we can put 14 on the field again this coming Friday.
Again, we're talking with Jeff Grabbin, the head football coach there for Stanton and Essex football. Coach, I want to thank you for the time and talking with us here today. And good luck to your team there in that Week 9 matchup against Twin Cedars.
Thank you. It's gonna take a team effort. I guess I talk about my offensive line. I've got Reese Chambers and Ben King, both of Essex also, and they do a great job for us. And so they're going to be really tested in being able to protect Nolan Case back there and give him time to throw. And if he's got time to throw, we can pick some things apart. But they also do a nice job of opening holes for the run. So that's something we got to look at as we watch more film on Twin Cedars to see what we can take advantage of. And then we did pick up a new. We went from 14 to our roster, went up to 15 with David Staley, another young man that's in Essex. And so he's really helped us out a lot. He's actually got an injury. We're hoping he's able to play this week. But we'll know more later today or tomorrow, and we'll go with who we've got ready to go.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Coach, and good luck to your team this week.
All right. You bet. Thank you.